Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Watch it!
That's the Rolling Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Ed Abel is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Thrust member. We're talking about niches, or as he says, niches. Niches is, you know, niche doesn't sound too bad until you do make it plural, Ed. Niches, right? I think niches sounds better as plural. Maybe we say niche for singular and niches for plural. What do you think?
Niches. I'm all confused.
I'm going to try to convert you. I think Ed, thanks for hanging out with us. One of the things I want to spend a little more time on this idea of what the niche is. The niche when you're looking for an opportunity, if you're going to say okay, Ed, Blasingame, I hear you. I'm going to start thinking about how can I grow my business? How can I make sure my business stays strong? How can I make sure it has 21st century viability? I'm going to think more about niches. And you start looking around your business, and you say, okay, that thing, I could spin it off as a niche. Well, that's not that's not the way to think about it. Based on what you and I were talking about earlier, the niche is in the marketplace. The niche is in the mind of the customer. The niche is where the pain is, isn't it? And to me, the two ways you have to look at that, this is the chicken or the egg thing. Do you see pain that needs to be healed that you think you can heal with a solution, or do you see an opportunity that could be filled? And the only reason why people aren't doing that, they don't have the pain for that, is they don't know, they've never had that opportunity made available to them. So you're creating something that didn't exist before, and so I think that's the more dangerous one. The easiest one, the less dangerous one, is just find real pain in the marketplace and go fix that. What do you think?
Well, that to me is the best part about being in business and being adaptable. When you see an opportunity to be able to go and get it, so very much like this whole idea behind eSafe Docs was. I saw an opportunity, and I marketed or niched myself to those people that aren't the best in computers. They're the baby boomers. They're taking care of their parents, but their parents live far away. And so I really went for creating the service to meet the needs of the niche.
And the thing is, Ed. Here's what people have to remember about a niche. It's not for everybody.
That's correct.
That's by definition, a niche is not everybody. Right?
It's focused.
It's very focused.
And that's the beauty of it, is that it's focused and it's narrow. It's like a laser. It's so much sharper. It's narrowed and focused light, but yet it's effective, and it could market yourself or put yourself into the category of the expert or the category of the person that's mastered it as well, which starts to bring the marketplace to you.
But if I've got a niche pain in me, if I've got something I want to get, I have this urge, this pain that I need somebody to help me with. What I'm going to want is I'm going to want you to do it all, though. I'm going to want you to wrap it up and put a bow around it for me. So when you're thinking about it, to me, Ed, when you're thinking about filling a niche, a big part of that niche is not just product. It's heavy on service. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure either I misunderstood you or I don't really understand what you're saying. Because to me, if I have a pain in my stomach, I want to go to the doctor that's an expert with stomach pain.
Well, yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at is if I need tires for my family car, I know where I can get tires. I don't have a problem getting tires. I need somebody to help me get the tires so it's convenient for me. It doesn't take me a half a day to go get those tires.
Well, correct.
So that's what I'm getting at is the tires are not the niche. The niche is coming and getting it at my office and taking it back, putting the tires on, bringing the car back.
So the service around the fulfillment of the niche.
I think that's more today. I think that's a bigger part of it. I'm not saying products aren't part of it. I'm just saying if you're looking, to me, if you're looking for niche opportunities, look for things that help save people time, peace of mind, those kinds of things.
Service.
Yeah. Quick break.
I love it.
We got to go. But before we do, Ed, tell us your website again, please.
Check us out at Able, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
And also the new one?
Check out esafedocs.com.
Thanks, Ed. See you next time. Ed
Great.
Abel, he'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.